Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Once again, your song of the day from 1999. This is for Saturday's victory, 28-10. Party up, DMX, 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
So much for a little Gordon Lightfoot on a Monday.
A different
we're all crackly. We're really crackly. We're really crackly.
Is that better?
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. There you go. Okay, what do we do with that? Yeah. It's certainly surprising. Jake just went way outside the lines there.
It's party. Yeah. Right. Party time.
Which we do encourage him to do that.
We do. We have great respect
for going outside the lines.
Yes. I saw some head bobbing, by the way. Yes. But
Ben loved it. Behind me and over there,
I saw some head bobbing.
You were going to get a high score from Ben. You're not going to get a high score from me. You're not. I'm not. Bill wants me to be real on these grades. You could have picked a lot of party songs that Jake just were constructive.
We did party movies,
right?
I have played party songs before.
Jake, this is constructive, okay? There's a lot of party songs you could have picked that could have been better, probably. Now you would say, if you're smart, well give me some. Well, I can't. Yeah. I'm not. That's not my area of expertise. But I got to think there'd be ones better. That one, you went outside the lines and simultaneously didn't show much creativity, though.
Wow.
I'd give that a 1.3.
Oh, come on.
1.3. Yeah, I'll go 1.3, Jake. It's okay.
There's some parts about it that I like. I can't look at you.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a... 4994.
Okay, that's
at least respectable.
Yeah. 4994. Yeah,
because of the party vibe.
Party vibe. Yeah. Yes.
Ben had a big head bob.
Ben's an 8.4.
He's at least an eight. He might be a 9.1. 8.8.
You guys
young Ben.
Yeah, he was excited.
Young Ben liked it. He liked it.
He wants to party.
Still bobbing.
I wish we would keep track of, because Ben can't wait till breaks. I mean, he comes out of that booth. He starts firing stuff off. He's got comments on everybody.
He told you he hit a write up on the rankings, the players. Is that what he said?
He ranks the positions.
He ranked the positions. Yeah. Young Ben did.
Yeah, it's like that.
Well, that's part of his DN job.
DN duties.
He ranks he gives a grade. I used to do stuff like this. Grades the positions. Grades the positions. Yeah.
Someone's yelling at you in all caps. Someone says on the text line, "Shut up, Simple. You are delusional. Top 10 party song of all time." Okay. Party up, DMX, you crazy man.
I'll take that. All right, give you what are some of the scores from the people?
Someone says, "Oh my God, Sip, you are ridiculous with that take." Also, Phil says, "Jake, you need to get a sounder for a quote old man scoring alert on that one." I could get an alert for that.
I like that. You know what? Steve made his comment. He stuck with it.
He's stuck. Yeah. He's not backing down. Yeah,
I just think there's better parties.
I support that.
8.9 from somebody. Ryan in Delaware says that's a 7. Downtown Scott says Sip is a loser for that take. 8.5. You don't really see the response like this like to you. Right. Usually it's me. That song sucked.
Yeah.
Ugh. 2.2.
Farley's upset.
Jimmy and Alliance, 8.5. Yeah. This is his big week, by the way. Farley is going to get announced at the field. He's going to get his Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
This weekend. Northern Iowa. His mom and dad are both flying in, he said.
No kidding.
Yep. Yeah, so Pete incredible. Chattanooga, 1.1, but he's 72 years old. He wouldn't like that either.
Yeah.
So ageism. Yeah. Blatant ageism on the air today.
Scooter and Roca is bringing back something from the opening statement. He says, 0.1, that song is feces, as I said about the Dolphins offense in the opening try.
He used the word feces.
In his first text at 12:06.
Okay. How about Jake?
12:06.
He's finished into this game.
I'm like, me and you were like going, Jake. I read them all to my wife last night. I go, you gotta hear this storyline. I said, the best part, Dolphins win at the end.
Cap ladders, all caps.
Feces.
Bill, who in Columbus?
Bird, 7.
Jeez.
Bird, 7.
That's like
Bird.
A 10.
That's like that's a wow. I would have not guessed that. Okay, Bird, I'm okay with it.
Sandmaster, normally in KC, is in Ontario right now. Sandmaster, 9.2.
What's he doing in Ontario?
He's fishing, I believe.
Is he?
Doing in the boundary. Yeah. Boundary
he's on waters. The lam.
Yeah. Don't ask questions. You don't want to answer too.
Probably shouldn't have told us that. I read that.
Whoops. Well, sorry, Sandmaster. It is time, without further ado, for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is going to be bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it's a Football Facts Monday. We had head scratchers last segment. What we had today for Football Facts?
Something new. You're probably going to hit this every Monday. A football smorgasbord. Okay. Football smorgasbord.
Oh, this is new.
This is new. Things that happened during that are just mind-blowing. Let's start off with coaching. Northwestern, overtime versus Duke. Friday night.
Who won that game?
Duke. It's 3rd-and-1. Duke is ahead by 6. If Northwestern scores, gets the 2-point play, they win. It's 3rd-and-1 at the 3-yard line.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
3rd-and-1 at the 3. Oh, and by the way, they've been handing the ball off to their running back and just gouging Duke. Okay. Just gouging him. Just unbelievable. Well, two downs to get 1 yard for the first down, going to score. Easy to probably score right here. Like that. They went quarterback sweep, lost 10 yards. They went quarterback sweep. He bubbled. I thought it was a pass. He bubbled out, lost 10 yards. Now it's 4th-and-11.
Bubbled out.
Yeah. Incomplete pass, game over. Coaching, air. Notre Dame, 5 minutes to go. They're up by 1. I swear it was because they just got nervous about the score. And they tried to, and all of a sudden, they don't have to throw it. Just run the ball, punt the ball, pin them down in deep. Nope, it's 1st-and-10. They go for the double post. Interception, they run it back 40 yards. That's how they lost the game.
Northern Illinois ran it back.
Ran it back. That's how they got all the yards back. It was a coaching error beyond belief. Remember, Denbrock's, I think, the highest paid offensive coordinator in the country right now. It's over, it's like $2.5 million a year.
Denbrock.
Yeah, and they put up
14.
Put up 14. That's what they did.
Against Northern Illinois.
Yeah, it's
not great.
On their home field.
Leading Heisman candidate right now, Dart. Put him in right now.
Jackson Dart, leading. Ole Miss.
He completed 24 in a row. Now, they're not against great competition, but still, I'm just telling you right now, Dart's something special.
Jackson.
Fitness timeouts. It's incredible, the rule, that you have to be the fittest coach, because you, if you're down by the goal line, you have to sprint down, and all of a sudden, like, so all the not-so-fit coaches are in a pickle, because they got to sprint down there. The number of times I saw coaches running down to call the timeout. You're telling me they can't have someone in the box by the coach just going like, "Ooh, blow the whistle. Coach just called a timeout." I know you couldn't see him down there, but I could see it from here. Instead, imagine all of a sudden the sprint down that you have to do.
Yeah.
Imagine, I mean, right now, Andy Reid, even in the NFL, has to sprint down the sidelines to get the call.
I mean, me and you would struggle with that,
It'd
right?
It'd be struggling.
It's a good
so,
picture.
Yeah. I mean, it's fitness pretty. Timeouts is crazy. Yeah,
and we're fit.
Yeah, and we're pretty fit. We do fitness. Muffed punts. Oh, man. Cost Arkansas the game. Muffed punts. Arkansas muffs a punt. That's how Oklahoma State got. It was 21-7. They'd stopped him. They muffed a punt, and they get back in it. I think total yardage was like 630 to 3 something.
Arkansas was pretty far up,
Arkansas
weren't they?
Just
their quarterback can move it.
Arkansas was – and they ran the ball.
Just they took an L, though?
Yeah. Beating the crap out of
Gundy.
Day one fundamentals cost Wake Forest the game. They're driving to win the game against Virginia. They catch a pass, and he fumbles the ball. And the receiver comes up to be able to recover the ball. He tried to pick it up, scoop it, and advance it. He drops the ball. Virginia gets on it. Game over. All they had to do was fall on the ball, and they were in field goal range.
Day one.
He tried to pick it up. Had never been taught how to recover a fumble.
Day one fundamentals.
Day one fundamentals cost him right there.
Did you think
there.
He was taught and he just didn't do it?
Could be. Could be a potential of those things. The other thing, too, is this is the spot but Notre Dame game. We talk about refereeing, I texted you guys from the Nebraska game. These guys will never work again, probably. They went both ways on some calls. But anyway, the spot in the Notre Dame game was something that was just ridiculous. Northern Illinois is running the football before they kick the winning field goal. They get the first down by a yard. His waist is laying on the deal. They mark him short. So with that, they had to kick the ball then. If they don't, they could have ran the clock down to 2 seconds and kicked it. But guess what? Notre Dame had a chance. The spot by the ref, it was horrendous.
How does that?
It was just.
How does that happen?
It was
Bill?
Just horrendous. Which I've brought up on the show before that there should be a spotter that stands right on the first down mark because that's the important spot. If it's 3 yards short of the first down, or they make it by three, not a big deal. How many times in the game you're going like, whoa, 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 this spot's really important. Happens like 8 to 10 times a game.
Mm-hmm.
Just have an official that stands right on the spot. I've got this one because the person is running down with him, then trying to figure it out on the run where the spot was. But it was, and they play it back. So they challenged it. Northern Illinois challenged it. They're like, well, not enough evidence there to be able to tell. His waist is laying on the
that's
marker.
Unfortunate.
And it could have been.
Imagine, could have blown it.
What if they come back and win that game?
No, that'd be horrifying.
It was horrible spot by them. So many things going on. So many things happen. It was fun to be able to see. The play by Northwestern was mind-boggling. They ran the ball right down the throat. Just hand the ball. Inside zone is going to be a touchdown probably. They can't stop him. And the coordinator got out over his skis.
Overthinking.
Overthought it. Boom.
Overthinking.
Incredible stuff. So a lot of things went down in that with what happened
Bill,
yesterday.
Think about this, guys. College football right now. How much has happened already in this? And it's September, 9th?
Yep.
September 8th.
September 9th.
I mean, look at Texas. Texas has rolling. Asserted itself. Texas has asserted itself as almost like a no-doubter college football playoff team. Florida State's out. Notre Dame's out. Just think of everything that's happened very quickly.
2 weeks in.
Yeah.
2 weeks in.
Notre Dame's probably out.
Yeah.
Florida State's out. Texas is, geez. I mean, they're a wow.
Texas missed a field goal on their first drive. They didn't punt. They missed a field goal, then they went touchdown, touchdown, field goal, touchdown. They could have scored in their first five drives against a defense, which probably is potentially the best D-line in the country.
Right. Didn't look like it, though.
Didn't look like it.
I watched that game. I watched 3 quarters of
Michigan's got issues.
Yeah, and Texas doesn't.
Does not.
Texas, Quinn Ewers
and
is
I
good.
Like that Texas is ranked second because they went and played Michigan at Michigan. So they stood – I give them credit.
Who's number one, though?
What's that? Georgia. Kirby.
Your boy, yeah. Kirby. That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. When we come back, hour two, the monkey is off the shoulders, off the back for Nebraska's football. What's next at 2-0? Next, an early break on the ticket.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.